Bring it!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most alcoholic podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skyler.
I think he's out. Matt?
He pees. He peed himself. Matt, roll him over.
Don't flip a U-turn.
Don't flip a U-turn.
I'll throw up.
Just do the fake one like, is he gonna, oh, keep doing it, guys.
No, guys, don't. I ate Flaming Hot Cheetos before this.
Oh, God.
Someone did that in high school in my weight training class. We were running, you know, doing some hard-ass running around the track, and he's like, I don't feel so good. And, of course, everyone's going, and he threw up Flaming Hot Cheetos that he ate before weight training.
I remember at Panera one time, we were all, a bunch of people were drinking raw eggs, and I actually have a video
why?
Of it. Why not? And Nick Poe drank it, and everyone just started being like, he's like, oh, I don't feel good. Everyone, even Steven was like, it was in the trash can, and Nick almost let it go.
Nick strikes me as a sympathetic.
You should have just started grabbing shit out of the drains and throwing it at him. Oh, he would have tossed his cookies right there.
Oh, that bottom slop. Catcher
yeah,
on the dishwasher,
yeah, the slop,
just
you know, yeah.
Yeah, the food slop.
Make him just smell it. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah,
even
that's
if
all
you
need.
Pick it up and like handle it, like bring it around in your hands, and be like, ah.
That was a great sound.
I pride myself in my fake vomit sounds.
I remember one time getting a piece of like drain slop out of Emily Peterson's hair.
Oh,
we were trying to clear the drain. And, like, you know, some flew up, and she goes, is that my hair? And it was just a little piece, and I reach over, and I kind of flick it out, and I go, no. Just tried to make her not freak out, but that didn't work. She saw right through my lies and freaked out. So, yeah, that was funny.
We were just kids.
Yeah. We were just kids. We didn't know what we were doing, Rock. I'm serious. We didn't know what we were doing.
We were just wild and crazy. We didn't know the consequences.
You motherfuckers.
You fuckers knew.
Yeah.
You fucking knew exactly what you were doing. No, we didn't. We were just looking for some cheap tricks. A quick fix, Rock. Jeez.
I have to clean up after your dumbasses. I can't believe he actually, like, there was a little bit of anger.
Yeah,
anger
he was still
voice.
Mad about that.
That was, like, years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. So I played Halo 1 on Thursday.
Like
System Link.
Oh, okay. Like I was going to say original Halo 1.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, with the hand cannon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was original Halo 1, but I downloaded it on Games On Demand.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
But I was kind of worried at first that it wouldn't work because Stefan had the disc and I had it downloaded, but it worked.
Oh, that's cool.
It worked just fine.
That's a nice little feature.
And yeah, it was really fun. It was kind of like old school. Like, we only played for like 2 hours, but it was some good old school LAN.
How's Halo combat evolved?
That is Halo.
I thought that was the... Oh, is it Halo Anniversary?
Halo Anniversary.
Anniversary.
Yeah,
my bad.
Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary.
All right, got it.
The Halo one.
Isn't it just an updated engine?
Yeah, the campaign's just like a remade engine. It looks nicer. It's updated. Right. And then... You can play the Halo Reach anniversary playlist through that.
Okay.
And it's fun, but there's just not enough maps.
Do they have the original Blood Gulch in it?
No, they don't.
Damn. The original was the best.
Yeah, and that's... I think they didn't want to reuse some of the maps they've already remade. Because we were hoping Sidewinder would be in there, but it wasn't. And
Halo 2's version of Blood Gulch wasn't too bad.
That was my favorite, just because the change they made was they made the... teleporters even from the bases,
and it was like subtle changes.
Yeah, it was kind of subtle, but yeah, there's not enough maps for the anniversary playlist. Right. You play like the same four over and over, and I am not a big fan of Hang 'Em High, and that one comes up all the time.
I know you had something to say. Interrupted you.
Oh, I was telling Matt about this. I really feel that Team Fortress 2 is to hats what Halo is to maps.
I can see that.
Where their main thing when stuff comes out is that there's more maps. Except the maps are better than the hats.
Yeah, definitely. I would take more maps over hats any
well,
day.
Well, yeah, and that's holy what shit. I always like about Halo is they always have a huge selection of maps yeah. to play on.
And they
which is great, but then for some fucking reason, the community gets to Bungie and now 343, and they need to just shut the fuck up. Because but then it changed to like, hey, on Team Slayer in Halo 3, you're going to play on the pit, and after that, you're going to play on the pit, and then you're going to play BRs on the pit. Because everyone's like, that's the pro one. That's the one that takes skill. It's like, I don't give a shit, dude. I just want to have fun. Can we play on another map, please?
I think it's really neat. What I've been kind of following Halo 4 just because it's a new developer. I think they're going to hold or keep the series going strong.
Yeah, and a lot of 343 is...
old Bungie.
Yeah, people from Bungie that want to stick with the franchise.
So I learned something this week. I figured out that Borderlands is a modified Unreal 3...
engine?
Like, yeah, that's what they run off of. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they first announced Borderlands? It looked nothing like it did. Mm-hmm. It had, like, legitimate realistic graphics and all that. And then, like, it disappeared for a good year and a half, and then it came back looking like it is
Wasn't
now.
Wasn't that the same thing with Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, they were. It was going to use the old Half-Life 1 engine and then disappeared for, like, 7 years and then came back with that goofy ass.
Yeah, the cartoony... hats upon hats upon hats.
Yeah. Oh my god. They ran that game into the ground. From where it originally started to where it's at now, it's really hard to actually get on a server to play. Because they have some matchmaking system now, and whenever I go to matchmake, it takes like 60 minutes. And so I'm never like, nope.
Probably speaking so bad.
Speaking of another Team Fortress and Halo connection. You can, if you get Xbox Kinect, which is like a free version of Xbox Live, that.
Isn't that for the 56K?
No, I don't think so. Hmm.
I remember that.
Did you say
that,
Konect or
yeah,
Kinect?
With a C, Kinect. Okay.
I remember that.
It's been around for a really long time. Actually, my friend Stefan had it for a while before Xbox Live was big. And you can play like Halo 1 and Halo 2 matchmaking on that. And I thought, like, oh, I should get that. I can play Halo 1 and Halo 2 online. I haven't done that in a long time. I've actually never played Halo 1 online because it didn't have the capabilities besides System Link. And then I thought, wait a minute. The people that are playing it are probably the diehards. I'm going to get raped. Like, I don't know how fun this is going
to
be.
You should just give it a try just to see if you can do it. Wait, do you have to pay for Kinect?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Give it a try.
Basically, it fools your Xbox into thinking you're system linking with people.
Got it.
That's a neat thing they did.
Kind of like, have you used LogMeIn Hamachi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
All right.
When I play Civilization with Leaper or something, we use Hamachi, and so it'll say consider it a LAN game.
But it's over there.
So then we can change city.
Man, I remember when Hamachi first came out. Yeah. I thought it was the coolest technology.
Dude, it's great. And you can use Hamachi to play fucking Super Nintendo emulators.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. But
it worked really well with Super Mario World with Donkey Kong Countries. We eventually just got split. Like, he was playing a game far ahead of where I was playing or something like that.
Time travel.
But yeah, it worked perfect with like a slower paced game.
Got it. PS3 has something like that for the PSP. It's an ad hoc party.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a wired connection, though, because it uses its wireless capabilities to kind of trick your PSP into thinking that it's a PSP.
I remember my buddy had that, and I did use that with Twisted Metal when that came out.
I'm using it to play Monster Hunter. I picked that back up, and it's pretty pretty empty. So, I mean, it's just me and, like, a few people who I'm always playing with. Like, they're the only people on there to play with. But I see a few, like, I don't know, other games up there that I've never played, like, using Ad Hoc Party. But
I thought the really cool thing about that, the PSP that has, was if, like, some games, if one person had the game, like, the others could play the multiplayer with you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know Twisted Metal did that. Oh, no, one of the Tony Hawks did.
Mm-hmm.
If it was anything past Thug 2, it probably wasn't worth it.
I think it was Thug 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thug 1 was good.
So you didn't play American Wasteland?
Oh, God. I've taken better shits.
No.
Never played that.
Guess what I got this week?
American Wasteland. Okay,
no, that'd be funny. I got a new TV and a new computer.
Did you get Duke Nukem Forever?
No.
Because it's still $4.49.
It was on Woot, the computer. Did you see that? It was like an AMD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed a media computer. That's all I needed was for streaming stuff to my TV. And then I got a 55-inch LED.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that. Oh, man.
LG 3D.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's a lot of letters.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
But it does it where it does like faux 3D if you want, like things that aren't 3D. It makes 2D look 3D.
And it's sort of like how decent. The 3DS works?
Yeah.
Where it like just doubles the image?
Yeah. And then it gives you can just use movie theater glasses. So I have the ones I kept from Harry Potter. Nice. The circle round ones that look like his. So I just wear those when I'm playing games now. I'm Harry Potter!
You look like a fucking nerd.
Probably.
Like, I've never seen you do this, but you probably look like the biggest fucking nerd ever.
But my dad also bought the same TV, so we were seeing if we bought because he wanted the new TV.
We linked him up.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet. But his is in the family or the living room downstairs, and you know it's kind of big down there.
Yeah.
And so like it's a 55 still, as big as that old TV we had, and it looks really tiny. But if you go into my room because I have a lower ceiling, my TV looks fucking huge.
I'm sure it does.
It looks like a 70 inch in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Like, because there's like some sort of like formula for like what you need, and I can just imagine you sitting on your couch or something and turning on the TV and just going.
Yeah, have you ever seen that Zenith commercial in the 80s where the guy's sitting in the chair? Basically, when I turn the 3D on, it's like that. Just
or the first scene in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
That big fucking amp. It's like, goo-goo, and then he flies through the fucking wall. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That was a ridiculous beginning.
That was a long opening.
Yep. That was a good opening, though.
I don't know. I give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Hey! Still better than a 6 out of 10.
That is. It's worse than
an 8 out of 10.
And when you're getting to a 5, that's when you're like...
All right, let's go into gaming news, guys.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race?
I'm right here.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right, so the biggest news in gaming news... is that SGC's coming back?
Woo!
Yes, Screw Attack did succeed in its Kickstarter to bring SGC back for 2013, and getting over 50% of their donations in the last 48 hours.
I wonder if people do that on purpose, like they wait maybe the last 48 hours. Screw Attack would maybe do like a special, like, oh my god, if you donate this much, you get this. Like, I don't know, maybe that's why they did it, but who knows?
Yeah, that could be it, because they had like. Their goal was 100,000, and they were at like 50,000 or something on like Thursday. And I was like, there's no way. And by the end of Friday night, fucking 120,000.
Jesus. That's what I do with the River Phone-a-thon, because that last like day, they give away like amazing shit. Mm-hmm. So I always wait to donate on the last day. And I always do donate. I always end up. But yeah, I never win anything, too. But I'm always just like, oh my God, I could win some fucking sweet. Like, I remember last year it was a PS3 when I called
to
donate it. And I was like, what the hell? I get another one. I don't care.
Look at Andy over here with two PS3s.
He just somehow tries to, like, fuse them together to make, like, a PS6.
I duct tape them together.
This is how the other half lives, guys. This is my living room PS3. This is my room PS3.
Maybe see if you can, like, use that second one to just, like, fuck up. See if you can get, like, a disc changer.
Oh
try
my
to do like
God.
A homemade one.
A Blu-ray disc changer in my place.
God damn it.
Mod the shit out of that.
That.
Call up Geohot.
Doesn't he like work for Sony or someone
Geohot?
Now?
No.
Or did he go
Geohot's
to jail?
Banned from even touching Sony products. Oh,
okay.
That's my phone.
Oh, hey.
Wonder what we got.
What do we got, Matt Runge?
Oh, it's... Fucking, it's the Red Cross.
Oh.
See, never donated, so they never call me.
Give blood.
Come on, just give blood, bro.
All right, my phone's on silent.
I'd give blood if they, you know, like, paid me or something. Like,
you give plasma?
I guess.
Donate plasma.
I don't need to get paid because I'm a good person. That's fine.
Well, there you go.
I would give blood.
One of us being called by the Red Cross.
I would give blood a lot more if every time I gave blood I didn't almost pass out.
Yeah, you're like a beanpole, Andy. Yeah. You need your blood. Yeah. Why don't you hold on?
And I also have the blood to do double reds too.
Yeah, you should just drink a can of Coke while you're giving blood instead of after.
See, I always thought I would ask them, but I guess I always forget. Yeah. But yeah, I bet if I were able to drink juice,
can I drink this during? You know, yeah, something that'll just replace your blood sugar as it's going out.
That'd actually be a really good idea.
Could I just pop open a beer while you guys pull this out? Is that cool?
Alcohol makes blood thinner. You'll get more blood, right?
It'll be easier. You just it's coming out. Spurt, catch it.
So yeah, SGC, we'll be there.
Oh yes,
for sure.
Fucking will.
Matt and I will be there.
At least Andy and I will be there.
I'll try.
Yeah, we were talking about before the cast, if Skylar could set up like shore leave around that, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
It'd be coincidental, but it'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like 30% chance? 20?
Probably like a 12.
12, all right. Maybe. 12% people.
12% chance.
12%
maybe we'll have
chance
a panel.
We get Skylar.
Yeah. Matt.
Maybe.
Panel.
Yeah. We should do a prank call panel. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Stuck in, like, a plexiglass tube or something. They can all hear me.
Dude, oh, man, if we could do interactive panels, like, do prank calls at the panel using, like, audience members and shit. We could do Whose Line Is It Anyway with panels.
my favorite prank call that we ever do, like, and we do it every time, is Ode to Walmart.
Yes.
Walmart, yeah.
Dude.
Where two of them start talking. I think there's a lady who needs help. What do you need, miss? Miss? I don't know. I think there's someone in there.
I can help you.
Yeah.
Walmart, I'll help you. What? No, you called me. No, you called here, sir.
I just remember the, hello?
Yeah. Who buys the paint?
Yeah. Who has the best paint?
Yeah. Which one of you has better paint?
Good stuff.
I really enjoyed the music video one.
So you're going to sacrifice a fox?
That's a great idea.
That's bad.
Where are you going to get that? This is a zoo. All right, what do we got next?
Next up, hey, you know how you want Sonic to stop being butt-fucked?
Yeah. Well, it's just I would like to not see that anymore.
Well, you can now get Monopoly Sonic Edition.
Yeah!
At least it's not a video game.
No, but it will set you back $40.
Ooh, that's expensive for a board game.
Yes,
board games are actually more expensive than I think they are when I go to look at some.
Same here. Yeah,
they're like anywhere between like 20 and like 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like when I went to go get Apples to Apples, like the actual
apples
edition.
Apples is so, like,
yeah, it's like $35 or something.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you got to think there's a lot of replay value. Like, it's not going to break down or have any sort of technical faults.
There's a ton of replay value in that game. That's a game I want to play. Apples to apples. I need to make an online version at least.
Dude, PS3 has an online. Xbox Live Arcade might have an online version, and you can play online with people. I downloaded the demo, and it was pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you ever played Sour to Apples to Apples?
What's that?
Isn't it the opposite?
No, it's pretty much there's a winner and a loser, and the loser gets a penalty, and there's like the sour apple, and you spin it, and it like says you can't talk until the next round.
Oh, is it an actual game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a
No, it's not
mod.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, mod.
IRL mods. Yeah.
But Monopoly Sonic the Hedgehog Collector's Edition. Oh, ooh. I guess I don't even make a regular edition. They'll include 6 pawns in the shape of characters from the Sonic universe, such as Chao, is that it?
Fuck Chao.
Chao, Shadows, Knuckles, Amy Rose, Tails, and Sonic.
Chao.
Chao's like this retarded. It's like a blue dewdrop.
Oh, is that the fat looking guy?
It's a really tiny little blue dewdrop that follows some rabbit around.
Oh, all right. So you guys remember Jazz Jackrabbit?
No.
No, that might have been my time, which I guess is our time. You guys are only like a year behind me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm like 2.
Yeah. That's still.
That's still a short window.
Dude, it's weird when like my coworkers will be like, "I just turned 18." I'm like, fucking serious? I'm old. 6 years. Anyway.
So you just turned 18, huh?
Yeah. No.
That's what he's doing.
As a manager, I can't be like, well, hey.
You just turned 18.
Hey, Nadia. I think your parents should meet me.
They really like me.
Rockstar has released some new GTA 5 screens, and they look great.
Yes. Have you seen them?
Uh-uh.
Dude, do you have pictures of them there? Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mosey on over here.
Yeah, they... The game looks absolutely gorgeous for an open world game.
You see, doesn't that look great?
It looks like a picture.
Yeah, like it looks like a straight up picture that someone took. It looks nice. It looks like it's gonna be more like a wide variety of like terrain and stuff like
and
that.
And parachuting.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. When I was looking at that, I was kind of looking at you to make sure that you weren't just like, is that great? Yeah, it's just real life.
is that a penis on the screen?
Check it out. It's that one scene from Human Centipede. Ah, I got you, fucker.
It's Goatsy on the screen. Gotcha, bitch.
Let me just load it up real quick.
Oh, I didn't know there was a level called Meat Spin in GTA 5.
Yeah, it's themacuser.org. That's where you find it.
Don't go to any of these websites. Oh, speaking of a prank call that was almost fantastic, I almost got someone to go to Lemon Party.
Oh, God.
I was asking if he'd get, I was called to Walmart, asking if Super Monkey Ball Lemon was out.
Oh, my God.
And he said no. I was like, oh, man, I'm not near my internet. Could you look it up and see when the release date is for me? He's like, yeah, sure. I guess I could do that. And I'm like, okay, it's lemonparty.org. And he's like, yeah, it's blocked on my computer. I'm like, damn it. All right. Thank you. Click. did you guys play Psychonauts?
No, but I've always heard good things about it.
Well, Andy, you can get it now because it's coming to PSN as a PS2 classic.
Nice. Ooh,
I get a lot of those free for my PlayStation Plus. Maybe I'll get it.
It'll be out on Tuesday, August 28th.
Oh, maybe I'll get it.
Every time I think about getting the PlayStation Plus account, I'm just like, I'm leaving soon.
Yeah, that's the downside about something like big happening in your life, but you still got some time.
Like Borderlands 2, I pre-ordered that. I already pre-ordered that. I'm going to have about a month to play it. But
I'll buy it off you.
How much?
40.
Oh, you can get it used at GameStop for 40.
What? I'd rather get it from him. I mean, I'd rather the 40 bucks go in his pocket.
Rewards. Are you power up member?
I am.
Oh.
I only get it because I really like Game Informer. I really do.
I got it because my girlfriend renewed it for me.
Oh.
Speaking of magazines, Nintendo Power will be no more soon.
I didn't even know that was still in publication.
Me neither.
I'm not going to lie.
A lot of people are like, bring back Nintendo Power. It's like, guys, they wouldn't have shut down if you would have bought it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, like I legitimately did not think it was still around.
I got the Zelda 25th anniversary copy, but that was it. Like, that was just for the nostalgia boner of, like, paging through that article.
All right.
But
yeah. So
was the whole issue devoted to that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nifty.
You'll no longer be able to get the power.
Is it? It's only, like, December is the last printing date or something.
Something like that. Knowing magazines, December could be next month.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I already got...
Are always like,
I got September's, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I hate how they do that. I wish I'd rather get August in, like, the middle of August.
I know Tom Tyler mentioned before that sometimes they get, like, the Christmas edition of magazines in, like, September.
My mom started getting Christmas catalogs in the mail at the beginning of August.
The baker's near my house already has a fucking Halloween section up.
Yeah. Hy-Vee does, too.
It's not even September. Jeez.
Oh, geez.
Quit rushing it, man. I'll get to Halloween when I'm ready. Jesus.
Someone also posted a picture on imager.com of a Christmas section at their local store.
Yep, I saw that too.
The caption was something like, go home Christmas, you're drunk.
Yeah.
It's only August. The Wii U release date and price could be revealed in September.
It's supposed to come out this November, right?
Yes. Like not November, maybe November, but it's definitely going to be geared
the fall.
Up
Or the holiday season.
Yeah, holiday season, which means it'll be impossible to get a hold of because Nintendo's going to do the same fucking thing they did with the Wii.
They have to. Or I guess they have to. They don't have to, but they will.
They will.
Because that works so well with the Wii.
Yeah. So that's what fucking De Beers does with Diamonds. Only release a little bit, make it seem like there's not a lot. So you all fucking want it really bad.
But yeah.
And then chop off people's hands in Africa so they can't die.
It works.
There's
a beer I love called Genesee Cream Ale, and it's the productions over in New York. But they send out shipments like once a month.
Yeah.
And oh my God, if I can get a hold of it, I'd buy like six packs at once. It's ridiculous.
We should record podcasts every week, but only release one once a month.
You have two listeners. God damn it.
People will think it's rare. Oh, 3A combo, new episode.
Hey, what are we up to on hits?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked in a little while.
Yeah, I don't anticipate much from the Wii U. Like, I think the price tag is going to be a little bit too much. Like,
What if it was $2.99?
$2.99, I'd consider it.
Not bad, yeah. If it was $3.99, it would probably sell, but I don't think I would buy it.
No.
If it was $2.99, I'd consider it.
Yeah, like, I think
If it was $5.99, that'd be retarded, right?
I fucking paid for that too.
I dropped $300 because I got the 40 gig.
Yeah, and I remember this from an old episode. You did pay the $600 and you paid it all in cash, so you look like a black guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know though.
I emptied my bank account.
Well, I mean, that's when I quit McDonald's. Is I was saving up money to get a PS3, and then after I got my PS3, I quit.
I have all the time in the world now. I've stocked up on chicken nuggets.
All of these fries are slowly degenerating into concrete. This is great. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, regardless of what price the Wii U has, I mean, even though I'm going to be in basic training, I'm still going to wait until, like, I hear something good about it. I'm going to have to, like,
yeah,
have
like,
someone come up to me and be like, yeah, the Wii U's so awesome.
I want in, yeah, like, demo units. I want to, like, physically see what one's like.
Oh, yeah, we can go to, we can just go to Walmart and play the...
The one that's going to probably have the broken screen. Yeah, and just...
Also, what the fuck is with people at Walmart? Like, it's a fucking DS. You don't stab a knife at it. You use the stylus.
Well, I feel weird using those. Like, I don't, like, use them, but, like, if we're at Walmart or something, I'll walk by and be like, oh, what's this? But I don't really play demos that long because if you realize the control is really far down.
Yeah, so
because
you
they're
like,
made, yeah, that's because they're made for children.
And here it's I like am. Playing at I'm a play fucking, place.
I'm I like 22 years old sitting here with all these kids around me. I'm like, hold on, no.
No,
let
I
me finish this.
Him.
5 more minutes. I always love the pictures of the adults like on their knees at Walmart playing.
Yeah, them. Playing it. I was like, no.
Well, then, all right, GameStop will have them.
Yeah,
display.
GameStop will have them. That's...
Yeah, GameStop normally have, like, they don't have a Wii, though. So I don't know if they'll have a Wii U.
That is true. Well,
most GameStops I see just have the PS3 and the Xbox.
Yeah.
And maybe the 3DS.
I could have swore I play Wii Sports at the Oakview GameStop.
I think GameStop does have Wii's.
Yeah, yeah.
But Best Buys don't have Wii's.
Okay. The one over there
Best
on 180.
Best Buy, you mean the Amazon.com showroom?
Oh, it's true.
Didn't you say while you were working that there was like a huge price markup, like you could buy it wholesale from?
No, they just mentioned that when you're selling video game consoles, you really want to push the peripherals because they barely make any money off the video game consoles, but they make like 75% on HDMI cords.
I got a good
I'm talking
about
like
that.
Yeah, like computer components, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's markup, of course. There has to be
RAM,
markup, or they
RAM
wouldn't
RAM used to be marked up like a motherfucker.
I mean, there has to be markup because they wouldn't make profit, but HDMI cords specifically, they mentioned, because they buy them for like $2 and sell them for like $50.
My dad, when we were buying them...
Gold-plated, virus-proof.
When we were when we were buying our TVs, the guy's like, do you need any accessories, an HDMI cord? And my dad's like, do I need one of those? He's like, for full HD, the Best Buy guy was for full HD. And I'm like, Dad, no. No, no. And so he's like, but I want full HD. I'm like, I just looked at the Best Buy guy. I'm like, we're good. I got an extra. And then we went home and I bought like a 3-pack for $10.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same. That's like anytime I go anywhere with my mom and she wants to get some electronics, I'd be like, don't pitch anything.
Yeah. Sit down.
Yeah. Why don't you sit down, Mom? I'll buy it for you.
It's sort of like we're the adults. No. Put it back. Put it back. No.
Don't
touch
buy
that.
Don't buy that.
Hands in your pockets.
You don't need Norton. You don't need Norton.
No. Put it back.
All right, guys. Electronic Arts considers themselves as the defender of the gaming industry. A Dark Knight. Fighting for justice.
Shut the fuck up, EA.
In a recent interview with Eurogamer during Gamescom 2012, Peter Moore explained the reason why the company and Maxis decided to go after Zynga.
Zynga.
Yeah, but it's spelled Z-Y-G-N-A.
Zynga?
Zynga?
Zynga? Zynga?
They went after the big Z in a form of a lawsuit over the accusations involving Zynga's The Vill game. Besides feeling The Vill was a blatant copyright infringement on the Sims series, they wanted to teach Zynga a lesson that the industry itself was tired of their constant copyright infringement. By being so-called the defender of the industry, in quotes, EA can become the voice of smaller publishers. The voice of smaller publishers.
Yeah,
the voice of smaller publishers.
Have you?
Who are sick of Zynga profiting off their own ideas with no compensation giving in return.
There's...
Just want to get louder for emphasis.
It hurts.
The irony, it hurts.
EA is not the defender we deserve, but it's the defender we need.
Yeah, well, it's the defender we got.
They push Batman aside like we got it. I saw a comic and it's like a dad and a son.
Yeah.
And it's got like EA as the head and then the son is BioWare. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "Dad, I can't wait to grow up and all this." And then this dad opens a door and on the ground is a bunch of dead bodies and it's got all these developers that EA had bought and then closed and then it just says soon.
Yeah. God, just the irony of this is just insane.
I hope when they were interviewing people in the background were like, really?
The fuck?
Yeah, like what?
Is this happening right now? Is someone writing this down?
Like the interviewer is just like,
yeah, they get the mic up and they're like, you the defender of,
are you
the industry?
Just nose starts growing longer and longer. It's like, could you move that out of the way? It's like, it's poking me. Come on. Really?
Why are your pants on fire?
I like that. Yeah, EA needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah, they do. You gonna take a shot?
I'm gonna take a shot.
All right.
Okay.
Ah! He made it.
You're just rolling on top of Monopoly.
Yeah.
Take another one.
Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah, I just hit the rafters. I didn't aim that one.
All right, guys, let's go into technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
All right, next article. Apple and Microsoft call themselves the defenders of the technology industry.
Really?
Has the voice... No, I'm just kidding. I was gonna be like, the voice for small developers.
All right.
Hitler calls himself the defender of racial impurities.
Hitler claims he's the new Moses. step into my machines that are gas powered that will take you away.
Too soon.
Too soon. It might be. That was pretty big one.
Yeah.
JFK assassination. There's a good one. You can make jokes about that.
All right.
He was just a little head loose.
I've never heard that term before.
Oh, really?
Head loose?
It basically means like your airhead. Like
yeah,
airhead.
That's, I mean, like, yeah, I can, all right, anyway. I can gather what it means. I just have
story!
This is an interesting one. Your smartphone is worth over $1,000 in traditional gadgets.
Really? All right, go on.
Now, this isn't, it's not very specific because they put together like a camera, an iPod, a calculator, a GPS, an e-reader, a video player. Those run a bunch of different price ranges. Yeah. So 1,000 is kind of the ballpark, but.
All right.
The guy that wrote the article, Eric Limmer, his came out to $1,228 worth of other gadgets.
That's actually kind of interesting to think about. If you go and find things that are comparable specs and then
There's a bunch of free graphing calculator apps.
Yeah.
And then a graphing calculator is like, what?
$100, like 80 bucks.
Yeah, it's expensive.
80 to like 100, yeah. So,
very interesting.
Yeah, that's something I never really think about is all the gadgets combined, yeah.
And that's not including like the Super Nintendo emulator.
Yeah.
But he didn't factor that one in.
Probably not. Yeah, and the coin flip app that I got.
Oh yeah, that's like
25 cents away. Yeah. It was a free app and now I don't have to use a quarter. I can put that quarter into savings. Let that quarter grow.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, if it was 99 cents the app, the quarter flip app.
Yeah, they would have to be a dollar coin in that case.
That'd be great.
Sony wants to let you skip commercials, but only if you stand up and shout brand names at your TV.
I just saw that today.
What the fuck is that?
As technology mart... Hey, this is written by the same guy.
Oh.
As the last article. Good on you, Eric. As technology marches ever forwards, there are companies who will want to make sure advertising can keep up. That's why Sony filed a patent for next-gen ads that let you skip through them, but only if you yell a brand name at your TV.
So is that implying that all their new TVs are going to have microphones on them then?
Yeah, that would make sense.
So could you just be like, Sony, 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 Sony?
I think actually what it's supposed to be here is you have to shout the brand name of the thing that's on TV.
I would do that.
That could make it into a pretty good game.
Vagisil.
You're just like, God damn it. You're like at home alone. Or no, people are asleep in the house. It's just like, girls got wild on DVD. Don't wake up, Mom and Dad.
ShamWow.
Viagra.
Like you're sex just like in the middle of the night. You know, you're in an apartment complex. People are asleep. You're just like, girls got wild.
You would hear it more off in the distance, though. So yeah, a couple doors down. It's like Magnum condoms.
Trojan man.
Yeah, you have to do it in pitches too. So you gotta sing them.
Yeah, I think that'd be almost like a game.
It gets
like who could save the channel the best.
You know, there'd be some jackass that in the movie theaters when they show commercials, he'll be like, Coca-Cola! And we're like, shut the fuck up!
In the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's funny because they always show those Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Fucking things, yeah.
Oh, God. I saw an Oral-B one, and I'm like, what the fuck?
In a movie theater?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was like, I don't want to think about brushing my fucking teeth. I want to watch a movie.
Batman says, brush your teeth.
Like, Coca-Cola's are at least related, like it's always like Coke independent films or something.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you're eating some popcorn.
Did anyone ever do Coke Studios on Coke's website?
No,
I did.
What was it?
Oh, it was just like it was like The Sims.
Oh, okay.
But you, all your furniture was like Coke related. It was hilarious. Oh, and you can mix beats.
A Coke mirror.
I was like 10,
and a Coke razor blade.
And it shut down at 10 p.m. too. You couldn't play after 10 p.m.
That's great. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed, kids. Windows 8 tells Microsoft about everything you install, and not very securely.
I think...
I'm not too interested in Windows 8.
No, I'm not getting it.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's a fucking tablet interface for a desktop computer or a laptop. It's like
it's a virtual desktop.
Yeah, and like you can get the regular desktop, but they don't want you to have it. Like, no, we don't want it. We don't want you to have it because it still exists.
Yeah.
Like the regular desktop, but it's just like all this
but
shit.
It's like a desktop that's not actually there.
Yeah. But I know people were saying there's like apps you can install and workarounds because you can get like the desktop, the traditional Windows desktop, but it's like an app
in
your virtual desktop.
Yeah.
And so people were like working on workarounds to just immediately load that app.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
So it's more like just a skin for the same fucking program
basically.
Yeah,
like if they made that tablet interface like optional, kind of like if you were to load up Windows Media Center, it gives you like a kind of interface. If they had like desktop and then you could have that optional interface, I'd probably be all right with it. But
yeah,
no,
but they're really pushing it. Like,
yeah,
they want you to have this.
One thing I found out before I left my job at the convenience store is the lottery system that's at all of the convenience stores and gas stations runs on Linux.
Oh.
Yeah, so fun fact.
Interesting.
The world runs on Linux.
That is true. Some of the biggest. Google runs on Linux.
Windows 8 has a new feature called Windows Smart Screen, which is turned on by default. Windows Smart Screen's purpose is to screen every single application you try to install from the internet in order to inform you whether it's safe to proceed with installing or not. Oh, however, it sends all the information on what you install to Microsoft. When you download any application on the internet, say the Tor browser bundle, it'll scan it and tell Microsoft, hey, this is what they're downloading. You open the installer, Windows Smart Screen gathers identifying information about it, and then sends it out to Microsoft. If Microsoft replies saying the application is not signed with a proper certificate, the user gets an error that kind of looks like the cancel or allow screen, but it's like a big green screen or something, and it's like, this is... It doesn't have like a proper certificate that says cancel or run anyway.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, that'd be shitty if it didn't give you the option to run.
There are a few serious problems here. The big problem is that Windows 8 is configured to immediately tell Microsoft about every app you download and install. This is a very serious privacy problem, specifically because Microsoft is a central point of authority and data collection and retention here, and therefore becomes vulnerable to being served judicial subpoenas or national security letters intended to monitor and target users.
That's scary. Well, I'm sticking with my Windows 7.
Another big problem is it is possible to intercept Smart Screen's communication to Microsoft and thus learn every single application downloaded or installed by a target.
Jesus Christ. How's that?
I mean, like, how much could you learn from someone's widgets and apps?
Well, like, but like a recording industry could find out if you have BitTorrent.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, we'll flag that guy.
Yeah.
But there is an update to the story.
Okay.
There's actually three.
You always just stare me down.
There's actually three updates. So.
Update.
Yeah. According to Microsoft, Smart Screen sends a hash of the app installer and its digital signature, if any. A combination of the hash and the user's IP address is still enough to identify that IP address X is attempted to install software Y.
Yeah. As long as it records the IP address, they'll know who you are.
Another researcher has discovered that a file name of the app you're trying to install is indeed sent to Microsoft. So the simple file name. And update three, approximately 14 hours after this article was published, another scan of Microsoft's Smart Screen servers revealed that they have reconfigured to no longer support SSL v2. The servers now only support SSL v3 connections. I don't know what that means, but I can only assume that v3 is better.
SSL stands for like secured something link.
Okay.
So basically how they protect your information from the transfer.
Okay. So
secret link and logs.
Secret. Yes.
I used to play those all the time. Continue.
But, that's all.
Windows 8 just, it looked not impressive to me.
They said we can never make something worse than Windows Vista.
Oh, God.
But we
Windows Me was horrible. Holy shit. That was an atrocity. That OS literally destroyed itself from the inside out. We had it for 6 months. Every month, it would just get shittier and shittier.
What was it? Windows, the corporate version of Vista, wasn't it like Buena Vista or something?
Buena Vista. That's a university on the campus of Playa Westwood Community College.
No, I think people probably called it Buena Vista.
There was some...
The professional version of Vista actually wasn't too bad.
Okay. The one that I was using way back when I worked at McDonald's before I got my PS3, was absolute shit. Like... All you had to do was watch three training videos. You had one job, and you fucked it up. And the computer just couldn't handle it. Could not handle the computing power to load the three videos that were not
YouTube,
pulled off the internet.
No!
Do you guys know who Joel Tenenbaum is?
Name rings a bell.
I'm sure it does. You probably can't figure out where he's from, though.
No.
Well, Joel Tenenbaum was the man who... distributed 31 songs illegally over Kazaa.
Illegally?
Illegally.
All right.
And August 23rd marked the end of his court battle. You know what he's on the hook for?
What?
$675,000, which comes out to about $22,000 per song.
Now, did he lose?
No, he lost.
So he lost. All right,
yeah,
so he's got to pay
that. That's the end of his court battle.
God
he lost.
Damn it.
His appeals are over. The Supreme Court doesn't want to hear it. The RIAA has successfully sued him for... over $500,000 for 31
Jesus
songs.
Lord.
Fuck RIAA.
It's just really. Not only that, but the judge who shot down his appeal was a pretty big dick about it. This article says to translate the law speak because they have a quote from him, but screw the quote. The judge basically says Tenenbaum was very naughty and should have known better, and was awfully nice of the jury to be so lenient on him. The number of the jury decided was below the maximum allowed if he had committed the crime unwittingly. They could have hit Tenenbaum with up to $4.65 million. Yeah, and basically what they're saying here is, like, anything more than a slap on the wrist is... Really? I mean...
Dude, you have no life when you have to pay...
Yeah,
like, if you had to pay $4.something million, you don't have a life anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to garnish his paycheck.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. I'd rather just, it's dark, but die.
Well, there goes your life. Your life is because of 31 songs you distributed when you were in college.
Skip town.
It's like.
Jump the border.
It's not a half bad idea.
Yeah, find your way to Sweden or something.
Sweden?
Maybe, I don't know. Is
Hang
it
out
Sweden
with that lady with the Max. Internet.
Yeah. Whoever doesn't extradite people back to their country.
Afghanistan. That place is a shithole anyways.
Yeah.
No one will find you.
Why would you? Oh, man. I
of
either
all
pay $600,000 or I go to a place where I may potentially die.
Now, here's something that's a little more interesting. The MPAA budget has been slashed in half. Are they dying?
What's up?
Wait. Damn. All right.
Despite the ever-increasing threat of online piracy, Hollywood is allocating less money to their flagship anti-piracy outfit. Tax records reveal that in a period of 3 years, the major movie studios cut their payments to the MPAA in half. As a direct result, the budget of the movie industry group reached a new low of $49.6 million, causing wage and legal fee payouts to plummet. Last week, the RIAA latest tax filing revealed that the music group has lost nearly half its revenue because the music labels reduced their membership dues. This downward trend is not limited to them. The MPAA isn't doing any better financially either. The most recent IRS tax filing of the nonprofit movie group covers 2010 and is slightly dated, but it nevertheless shows noteworthy trends. Like the RIAA, the MPAA's revenue has been dropping year after year. Maybe because movie studios and music recorders realize they don't serve a goddamn purpose.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's... It's not like it's a huge deal. I get it that they're losing money on pirated
stuff. It's that the studios aren't paying their membership dues.
Yeah.
They become members of this. The MPAA, as far as I understand, if you pirate a movie, no money's coming out of their pocket. It's coming out of the studio's pocket. The studios are just like, what the fuck are we here for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're not paying, they're cutting their dues in half.
I wonder if that's going to affect, like, the service that they offer. Like, if they won't be able to catch as many bad guys, slap as many.
Maybe if they just stop being cunts, no one would care.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, some things were, like, the developers or someone really doesn't care. developers. Like, if they don't care, that's what, like, all right, if you think about, like, school or something, if a teacher scorns you from being bad, that entitles you to do it more. So if you can rustle someone's jimmies by doing something, people will keep doing that. If you just stop giving a fuck, people are going to stop.
Well, or maybe
caring.
Just not, you know, like the RIAA, like, okay, you want to take some sort of action against a guy who shared 31 songs. I don't know. Fine him $31.
Fine him like what he would pay for on iTunes.
Maybe fine him what he paid for on iTunes and some like percentage or something like that.
Maybe
but $500. The fact that you find him over $500,000 just shows not only that you're very entitled, but that you're just out of touch.
Yeah.
It's like you're not as special as you fucking think you are. And the RIAA is over here going, "Whoa, he shared 31 of our songs. No, we won't have this. We're going to make an example out of this guy."
They make a martyr out of every fucking person they touch.
Yeah, it's like...
Blind guy downloaded porn. Slap him.
Yeah, it's like, really? Yeah, like that. Yeah, the one where the blind guy apparently downloaded porn, but... Yeah. It was a movie, I think. There was one where a grandmother downloaded porn. But anyway, the gist of it is someone used his connection. Well, the fucking MPAA doesn't fucking care.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. They're going
to... And if they try to make an example, it's only just going to piss people off even more.
Exactly.
It's not going to make us go like, oh, shit.
The thing is, they're not reasonable.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like...
I think if they were incredibly reasonable, people would...
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, if they would just be... Even if they fine this guy $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000, way more than they lost for for those 31 songs.
And... Dude, the court fees and all that shit.
Yeah, it's like this guy shared it one on Kazaa in like the early 2000s. How many people fucking downloaded those, you know? Like 10?
Yeah. Just onward, or we're going to rage for like another like 15 minutes.
That will do it for technology news.
Oh, there's that one thing that just came out this week.
What?
Between Apple and Samsung.
Oh, that's right.
Samsung owes Apple like something billion. Like 1 point something billion for copyright infringement. Which is insane.
Apple owes Samsung?
No, Samsung owes Apple.
Okay. I was like, and I was really confused.
Like, I was looking at some of the documents Apple had, and you can definitely be like, yeah, Samsung did kind of.
Well, yeah, and that's. People really seem to be on Samsung's side, and I'm not an Apple fan, but someone put it pretty plainly in like an infographic. It's like, here's Apple's iPhone, and here's Samsung's copy of it. It looked exactly like the iPhone.
And I saw, did you see the thing where it was like Samsung's smartphone before the iPhone?
Yeah, before the iPhone,
then
after
the iPhone came out, it looks, their OS looks almost like the iPhones.
But they mentioned like before the lawsuit, it looked almost exactly like the iPhone. Then said during the lawsuit, the Samsung phone looked completely different from the iPhone. And someone was like, you know, their lawsuit just spurred innovation.
Yeah.
Samsung had to do something different.
Yeah, that was another thing that they're like, the good thing that does come out of this now is developers are going to like strive to be more different. Yeah. They'll have very different interfaces. So yeah.
Apple was like, hey, Samsung, think different.
Yeah.
It's cheating.
It sucks for them, but innovation's going to come out of it.
Yeah, and $1 billion. Yeah, holy shit.
1 point something billion, dude. That's...
Yeah, did they use the same lawyers that RIAA uses?
Yeah, now we're going to cut their balls off. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to crucify them for about a week.
Yeah, then rip out back to an
health.
Eye.
Yeah, nurse them back to health and then crucify them again.
We're gonna take an eye and we're going to put a shot glass full of maggots in there. For about 6 minutes. And then we're going to try and spoon them all out. If we can't get them,
we're going to whip you and throw salt on your back.
All right, guys, let's go into news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skylar.
I just realized I didn't play Skylar drop this week.
Didn't. I noticed that. Yeah! Time for the main event.
Let's get it
on! It's time for the 3-hit combo newscast.
I see you.
There you are.
Let's go for the gold.
Hi, Skylar.
I forgot at first that I played my technology drop, but then I remembered when I played my news drop of Skylar going, Matt? Matt? All right. A man from Nepal bites a snake to death in a revenge attack. This is from the Anal Network.
It's been absent for a while.
That's great.
Yeah. That's just like he gets bit. He's like, fuck you.
A Nepali man who was bitten by a cobra snake bit it back and killed the reptile. The man named Annapurna, Daily Annapurna Post, told Mohammed Salmo Mia that he chased a snake which bit him in his rice paddy on Tuesday. Caught it and bit it until it died.
That's like a Chuck Norris story.
Apparently Insanity Wolf had a baby.
He said, quote, I could have killed it with a stick, but I bit it with my teeth instead because I was so angry.
Like, I mean, that's, what is it? One of the Insanity Wolves is like, if a zombie bites you, bite it the fuck back.
Yeah. Police official Neeraj Shashi said the man who was being treated at a village health post was not in danger of dying and would not be charged with killing the snake because the reptile was not a protected species.
Jesus. Fuck that snake.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck it.
Snake's a dick.
You're going to bite me? Huh? On my land? Fuck you! Here it comes! The macho man's coming!
Oh, snake, you've just signed your own death wish. Because I'm going to come down upon you and bite you till you're no more, yeah.
See you at WrestleMania.
Macho man versus the snake. One time only, one man or reptile leaves.
Jesus. Two living things enter, three leave. Yeah, they added a thing.
We're going to have a baby.
Something was
pregnant. Macho Man Cobra Sexual Theater. Only on pay-per-view. Yeah. Snap into Slim Jim.
All right, moving on.
All right.
You seem just dirty talking a snake in that voice.
I'm going to stroke you up and down.
Oh, you like that? Yeah.
I can tell by your fangs you're enjoying this.
Now rattle for me. Yeah. Rattle dirty for
yeah,
me.
Shake yeah, shake what your mama gave you. Yeah.
Rattle dirty for me.
God damn it. I love this.
All right, guys. So now we're going to be headed to Florida. Oh my god. I need a little come down after that. I didn't know we were going to do the Macho Man impressions, or I would have put a boring story between these. Oh well. You got to come down and then come back up. At a Fort Walton Beach, Florida, a man is accused with attacking his brother with a styrofoam plate.
Oh no. One time Steven threw a card at me and I started bleeding.
He threw what? A card?
A card, like a playing card.
Man, that guy better have been careful for wind came. That plate would have blew away.
A man was charged with battery after he allegedly swung at his brother with a styrofoam plate. The two brothers and their father were in a dining room eating dinner, and according to the father, the spat began when one of the brothers began making disparaging comments about his mother. What was he like? Your mama's so fat. He's like, dude, it's both our mothers.
Were you I'm going to hit you with this plate now. Yeah. Fuck face.
During the argument, one brother apparently picked up a styrofoam plate and swung it at his brother, striking him in the face. The victim suffered several small cuts to his cheek on the left side of his face.
I wish I could have seen this for real.
The brother was charged with misdemeanor battery and will report to a judge on September 4th.
Do we have a picture?
No.
Oh, man. God. I was hoping that these were going to be like two like really like skinny dudes.
Well, it's like, think of like, how many times have I like, how many times have I like at Panera thrown an apple at somebody?
That, like, I could have been like,
yeah, hey, like Andy could have been like, yeah, I'm going to charge him with misdemeanor
assault.
Yeah, it's like.
Maybe he broke it in half and used them like two kung fu fans. Just like, sink, sink!
Paper cuts! Ah!
No!
Oh no, my weakness!
I'm slightly uncomfortable now.
I'm melting! You're not melting, Kevin. Get up.
Shut up, Dad.
A Florida team... I'm going to say Florida team. This would make the story a little weird. A Florida team accidentally shot himself in the dick. If it was a team, they'd all shoot themselves in the dick.
I'm an adult.
Let's all do it, guys. Yeah. Initiation.
You guys didn't. Aww. A Florida teenager is recovering after accidentally shooting himself in the cash and prizes. Obviously, all of Florida is hoping and praying that this genius will recover one day and be able to procreate. The incident happened early Thursday morning in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Police arrived at the local hospital to check on reports of a gunshot to the Twig and Berries. The 18-year-old originally told police that he was walking home when someone randomly jumped out of the bushes and shot him in the groin. After more questioning, he told the real story.
Hey, babe, you want to see a pretty sweet scar?
The teen had been cleaning the gun at a friend's house when he somehow accidentally shot himself. The bullet struck the man's genitals and then lodged into his thigh.
What was he like? Oh, man, I have one beer and a gun in my hand. Someone's trying to hand me another beer. Let me just put this right here between my knees. Yeah, hold on. Okay. Ah!
Obviously, the teen went through a legal channel to obtain the gun, right? Nope. He said he bought it from somebody at a party more than a month ago. Oh. The gun in question was a .357 Magnum revolver.
Ooh.
Police will not charge the teen with any crimes, but they did go to his home to retrieve the gun. They also found a small amount of marijuana and arrested the home's owner, 32-year-old Joseph Lamar James.
Zombies. Zombies. So, like, I mean, yeah, that's a high-caliber gun. I wonder, like, what all's left.
Yeah, that is a very, powerful gun.
Speaking of what all's left, have you guys seen the pictures of the Miami zombie victim? His face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no.
I'll look him up.
He doesn't have much of a face.
Are there healed pictures now?
Yeah, like the recent pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his eyes are gone. He doesn't have eyes.
Is he still alive?
Oh, he's alive, yeah.
Oh.
It's not a good life, but he's living.
No, yeah, it's not a good life, but he's alive.
Jesus, God. Anywho.
All right, a drunk driving Florida teen informs a deputy that his father is a what?
Pedophile.
No.
Ball murderer.
He told the deputy that pulled him over that his dad was an Autobot.
I'm riding inside my dad right now. We have to get to Megatron.
Yes, I love dumb people.
19-year-old Michael Rexford was popped for DUI earlier this month in Palm City, Florida. Apparently he was drunk enough to tell the arresting deputy that his father was an Autobot. On August 12th, around 5:30 a.m. in Martin County, Florida, sheriff deputy noticed that the Saturn Ion. I've never heard of Saturn Ion.
Really?
Yeah.
Ion.
Okay. He said he ran a stop sign, and he had a tire that had been torn to shreds. A piece of plastic fell from the car, said the deputy. Then he decided to pull Rexford over. Rexford was shirtless, only wearing gym shorts. His eyes were glassy, and his speech was slurred, and the deputy detected a slight stench of alcohol. He did not respond when the deputy shined a flashlight through the car. The deputy informed that he was driving on a destroyed tire. Rexford told the officer he didn't indeed feel the car get woggity, but he was just trying to get home. When asked for his license, Rexford said it had been expended. The deputy determined that it was not expended or suspended, for that matter. Rexford then told the deputy that his father was an Autobot and that he could fix the car.
You better not arrest me. My dad's an Autobot. He's going to attack you guys.
The underage Rexford ended up in jail for DUI.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Officer, I don't think you want to arrest me. Why? Because my...
Yeah,
messed up.
Yeah, I showed him the picture of the who's he, what's it.
Yeah, the Miami cannibal victim.
Yeah.
Was it Leonard Popo, I think, is his name or something?
Yeah, he just has some white patches over his eyes now. Yeah. I think that's what's going
to
be
but,
him
now. What he should have done was like, officer, you don't want to arrest me. He's like, why? Because my dad's Macho Man Randy Savage. What are you doing trying to arrest my boy right now?
Aren't you dead? Yeah, I've seen that picture.
It's the fresh one.
Yeah, pretty yeah, fucked
good
up.
Stuff.
No, it's not good stuff. Can you actually, it's quite the opposite of good stuff.
Can you send me a picture of that?
What the fuck do you want that for?
Okay. No reason. Just, you know.
First reasons. One? This one?
What, are you going to like slide it into Camille's notebook or something when she's at school?
I was trying to make a gross masturbation joke out of that, but
oh, you didn't seem creepy enough.
Sorry,
for it.
Sorry.
Anyways, guys, that will do it for news, and that will do it for this episode of the Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The Macho Man Edition, yeah.
Thought we did a pretty good job.
No, well, of course.
Pat yourself on the back, everybody.
Hey, everybody, pat yourself on the back. Hey, yeah.
We're all winners in this.
Yeah. What's funny is we're all actually doing
it. Yeah, we all actually did do
it. It's not like we could just talk about it. We actually all just did that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not just talk. We're action as well.
Dun, 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 dun.
So remember, you can find us on 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. GPXgaming.net. YouTube.com/3hitcombopodcast. And email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. What, Skyler?
Tam, the guy who comes with me sometimes.
His concubine.
Yeah. I noticed that there's not a lot of early episodes available. Do you know where you could find them?
YouTube.
YouTube? YouTube's going to have our earliest ones?
Yeah, YouTube has all of them.
And okay. If you want to listen to them on the go, just do like YouTube converter. There you go.
Does GPX Gaming have
ones? They usually have our 8 most recent. Because they get embedded through Podomatic, which we can only have so many episodes on there.
Got it.
But our RSS feed on the side, of GPXgaming.net, kind of near the bottom, it says 3 Combo RSS feed. If you go to that feed, you can get all the episodes.
Okay, and that's on Feedburner, right?
Yeah.
That is true, yeah. If you use our RSS feed, because you can get them all through iTunes then.
But yeah, that's true. Also, just YouTube. YouTube has all of them.
iTunes has all of them.
Yeah, iTunes, yeah, you can download it through there. But YouTube has all those, all our specials. Same with iTunes, they have all that. Little stream clips, too, but there's not many of those, so you know, it's not like a selling point yet.
Listen to us. Super sweet.
Okay, dope. So, just, I guess, find them on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, iTunes.
YouTube, iTunes are probably
those are the ways
complete.
if you want to get them all.
Back to the early
all
days.
The episodes. GPXgaming.net, you know, you can always listen to the most recent ones and check out other stuff on that site.
If you want to come over to my house, I have them all downloaded.
Yeah. I can recreate them for you.
Yeah.
I will be myself, Skyler and Andy.
I will talk. I will talk straight to you. I will look you in the eyes.
All right, so for Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out.